Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. And now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me in the studio today are three wonderful, very hardworking people with some super important news for all of you who are home and property owners. You're going to hear from Steve Schleicher today, who is the El Paso County Assessor. You will hear from Diane Lushen, who is the CEO of Council of Neighbors and Organizations, and her partner, compatriot, right arm, Sarah Voss, who is the COO for Council of Neighbors and Organizations. And everybody is smiling right now. They're silent smiles because it's yes. Radio is a silent medium, right, Steve?
Yeah, absolutely.
Steve, I got to toss out a mention because you are a man who has done something very near and dear to my own family's heart. You served in the Marine Corps. I raised a Marine.
Semper Fi, Ted.
Yes, and to you, and thank you for your service.
Thank you very much.
We have a lot on our plate for this installment of Business Connection. Call it a special edition today. There's so much going on in your world. I kind of kid around about it, but you got kind of a target on you now. It's that every other year where you do the assessments, and the economy has been so hot. The real estate market has been so good that we're seeing sticker shock when people are getting their tax bills for their property.
You know, and Ted, first, thank you for the invite, and thank you for finding me under my desk in a fetal position to come meet with you here today. You know, 2019 is a big year here in the state of Colorado and also El Paso County. Many don't know is every odd year in the state of Colorado is a reappraisal year. And my staff has been working for the last year on reappraising all residential and non-residential property, taxable and exempt, here in El Paso County. And we have over 300,000 parcels, so it's been a monumental task. As many know, it's been in the national media, local media, is Colorado Springs has been in the top 10 hottest markets for the last 3 to 4 years. And many of us have seen appreciation in our homes. And, you know, what I have seen is, you know, going through a record, almost a record number of sales that we looked at to revalue the properties. We are sitting here seeing about a 20-25% increase on single family residential properties. And about a 15 to 20% increase on commercial and also vacant land.
You know, there's only one response from a guy like me and probably a lot of people, and that is, wow, how are we going to get through this? How do we even come to understand our valuations and what the heck is going on here? And that then leads us to our wonderful friends here from Council of Neighbors and Organizations, Diane Lushen and Sarah Voss. Diane, why don't you go ahead and lead off today. Let's talk a little bit about what CONO is, how long you've been in existence, and what your mission is. And then let's talk about the learning sessions that you and Sarah have partnered with the Assessor's Office and Steve to host throughout the community to address many of the questions that we're posing today here.
Thank you, Ted. It is our pleasure to be here and partnering with El Paso County Assessor's Office. CONO's mission is to empower neighborhoods throughout the Pikes Peak region with a vision of safe, healthy, thriving places to live. And we do that in a number of ways: education, connection to people and resources, as well as action. And this is definitely in that lane of education, because for us, having citizens understand how things work in the community in which they live as it relates to municipalities and ultimately your property values and tax dollars, this is really, we think, a great opportunity to help people. And we find it very proactive, learn about the process and understand what's going to be coming in the mail in a few weeks.
And I think one of the biggest bonuses or perks is that Steve Schleicher, your county assessor, is going to be at each one of these meetings, and you're going to be able to ask the assessor live.
Exactly. And that's so important for people. That's that thing that CONO loves to do the best, is a face-to-face opportunity to not only just listen about something, but ask those questions. You're absolutely right, Ted. And I forgot to address, we're 43 years young.
You are 43 years young. That's a busy organization. And some very notable people have been in the organization, and now you've kind of taken the reins, and specifically from our friends Sally and Welling Clark. Sally, well known for her service here as a public official.
Absolutely. We've had some tremendous community volunteers fostering and developing CONO over the years, and really passionate about this concept of public education and public voice and engagement.
And wonderful stewards of this city's sense of community. Sarah, I want to pick your brain a little bit here. Talk about Talk about where these events are going to be, the learning sessions, and what dates, how do we get more information, and what the experience is going to be like when people from the neighborhood show up.
Sure. Thanks, Ted. So there's 5 meetings set so far, and I say so far because there's more opportunities for meetings, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But these meetings are at the beginning of April, starting on Tuesday, April 2nd at the Ruth Hawley Library, April 4th at Tap Traders, April 10th at the Briargate Y, April 16th at the Westside Community Center, and April 18th at Sand Creek Library. All those details and times and locations are on Facebook, on the county's website, and on Kono's website, and in all these press releases and media opportunities as well. You can also call our office as well as Steve's office. We'll get you those numbers here shortly if you need some more information.
I love the idea that if someone cannot make any of these learning sessions, there are alternatives. So let's offer that contact information right now. Get a hold of Steve Schleicher's office at 719-520-6600, 719-520-6600. And you can also reach Sarah and Diane and their team at KONO, Council of Neighbors and Organizations, at 719-471-3105, 719-471-3105. Great place to get more information, to find out when the next one's going to be, or to schedule one with you and your friends or your group if you cannot make one of these learning sessions. I think this is critically important business, particularly in the face of an average of 25% increases. I'm sure there are a lot of anxious people in the neighborhood. Diane or Sarah, I would love to hear your feedback on what you're hearing from our citizens.
You know, I think that's a great question, Ted, and we haven't heard too much yet. I think because people still are wondering what that valuation is going to look like. But there is some angst of just wanting to know more information, how the calculations were done, and kind of what that follow-up information looks like. If it's really high and they're having troubles, you know, what are those avenues that they can take? So at this point, we're just telling people, wait, let's get the correct information out and get the facts out so they can really be educated on what those numbers mean to them and to the greater community and how this affects our economy.
All right, Sarah, 1 or 2 bits of advice or takeaways.
Show up. I always say, you know, mm-hmm. decisions are going to be made whether you're there or not. So show up. Be part of that process. We'll have some snacks. We'll try to have some fun. Steve is a great guy. And we're here.
I can vouch for that. Yeah.
We're here for the public. So, again, we're here to put these on for the people. So try to show up or offer suggestions if these aren't right around your neighborhood. We'd be happy to come to them.
Okay. Diane, a quick takeaway from you, about a minute to go. I want to finish up with Steve because I have a big question for him about when these bills are going to hit our mailboxes.
I would just really reinforce what Sarah said. Show up, take a proactive, less panic approach to learning about something that could feel overwhelming and complex. But to Sarah's point, we're going to make it fun. We're going to keep it in layman terms and be respectful of your angst, but also know that this is a way to give people the important information that they need.
And that was the voice of Diane Lushen. And you also heard from Sarah Voss. Diane is CEO of Council of Neighbors and Organizations. Sarah, of course, the sheriff. She's the real boss, the COO of Council of Neighbors and Organizations. Reach Sarah, Diane, or their team, 719-471-3105. Mr. Steve Schleicher, El Paso County Assessor, very brave man. You're under a lot of pressure here.
Yes.
And we are not trying to scare people here today. We want people to know that there is an opportunity to meet you and talk with you directly and ask questions. But when can we expect those bills that we might be a little anxious about to hit our mailboxes?
You know, Ted, by Colorado law, those notices of value, the 2019 notice of value, will be put in the mail on May 1st. If you do not receive your notice of value within that first week, please call my office. We could generate a duplicate. We could email it to you. But, you know, one thing is, I have to say a sincere appreciation to KONO for teaming up with me to try to, get out there and educate our public. And because we serve the same customer, which is the property owners of El Paso County.
Absolutely. And 300,000 parcels that you have under consideration for
Absolutely.
Assessment. A big, big job. We thank you for your service, not only in the military, but certainly your public service now.
Thank you very much.
Steve Schleicher, El Paso County Assessor. And that is it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. I'm Ted Robertson. The Business Connection is a production of KRDO News Radio. We are Sunday mornings at 7 here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM. Now with more ways to listen at 92.5 FM. Listen live at KRDO.com and get us by podcast, particularly if there was something about this broadcast that you didn't catch, you can hop on over to KRDO.com, select the radio tab, and click on podcasts.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection with Ted Robertson, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.